I'm going to read two verses from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 4 and 5. They said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what saith you? They were right in saying that the law of Moses ordered stoning for adultery. Our Lord Jesus discerned their mock respect in calling him Master. He knew that it was merely a cloak for their own sinister design. They had other reasons for coming to him and bringing this woman. One of the reasons was because of the conflict between the Jews and the Romans. The Romans had reserved to themselves the right to put anyone to death. But there was another side. The law of Moses was that the woman who had been taken in adultery should be stoned. Here was the dilemma to which they put Jesus in. If Jesus let the woman off without the death penalty, he would be disobeying the law of Moses. But if he respected the law of Moses and said that she should be stoned because of adultery, then he would be encouraging the breaking of the Roman law. In either case, they thought they had him. The people will oppose him for violating the Mosaic law, while the Roman courts would charge him with violating their law. He would become either a heretic to Moses or a traitor to the Romans. Either he would have to condemn the woman or release her. If he condemned her, they would say that he was not merciful. But he called himself merciful. He had taken dinner with publicans and sinners. He allowed the common woman to wash his feet at dinner. If he condemned her, he could no longer say that he was a friend of sinners. On the other hand, if he released her, then he would be acting in contradiction to the sacred law of Moses, which he had come to fulfill. Moses had written the law of death concerning adultery. Jesus would not destroy the Mosaic law, but he would perfect it and bring it to a higher law, a law that says only the pure may judge. Jesus was summoning a new jury. Only the innocent may condemn. He looked from the law to the conscience, and from the judgment of men to the judgment of God. The Mosaic law required two witnesses to a crime before sentence could be carried out. The accusers were even to assist in executing the sentence. But these so-called defenders of the Mosaic law were no longer present to bear witness. Notice that our Lord called her woman. There are many other names that he might have given her, but he made her stand for all the women of the world who were guilty of such crimes, who desired cleanliness and holiness, who desired a union with him. He asked the question, Woman, where are your accusers? She said, I have none, Lord. He says, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Why would he not condemn her? Because he would be condemned for her. Innocence would not condemn, because innocence would suffer for the guilty. Justice would be served, for he would pay the debt of her sins. Mercy would be served, for the merits of his death would apply to her soul. Justice is first, then mercy. Our Lord really was the only one in the crowd who had the right to take up a stone to execute judgment against her, because he was without sin. But he did not. He forgave her. Forgiveness costs something, and the full price would be paid on the hill of the three crosses, where justice would be satisfied and mercy would be extended. Therefore, he that the Son has set free is free indeed. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.